The Journey Hometown Journal.
Really, parents need to, in the beginning, start from birth. Don't wait and read to your baby. Make reading a practice. And before you have kids, the more that you read, the more your children will read with you.
Welcome to the Hometown Journal. I'm Mark Edwards. March is National Reading Month, and so we want to share with you some suggestions to encourage you and your children to read. Here to help us do that is Lynchburg Public Library Director Beverly Blair. Beverly, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your background and how your love of reading eventually led you to becoming the director of the Lynchburg Public Library.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. So I grew up in Lynchburg, and I guess I was always a child that loved books and reading. So my mother was a teacher, and I had a fondness of books probably my entire life as a kid. And I went to James Madison for college, and I was an English major, and I definitely started thinking about, what am I going to do for a job? You know, as you get towards the end of your college tenure, you start to realize the real world is knocking. And I connected with some librarians at the Carrier Library at JMU, and I literally stared at one of them one day and said, how did you get this job? How did you become this? Because it seemed dreamy to me, and she told me about going to library school to get a master's in library science, and I had no idea that that was a thing. So I applied to programs for library science and English and decided to do the library science, and I moved away to Boston and got my library degree at Simmons College. That was in 2004 when I got my degree. And I started working in libraries. I started working in public libraries. I have kind of a passion for public service and working with people. And I kind of focused on children's services. So I was a children's librarian in different library systems around the Boston area. And I did that for about 8 years in Boston until my husband and I moved back to Lynchburg, and that was in 2010, and I became the school librarian at R.S. Payne Elementary School, and I got to experience what it's like to be a school librarian, and that was also amazing. And then a job came open at the public library here in Lynchburg, and I knew my heart was calling me back to public service, so I happily came back to that, and I was the children's librarian here for about 7 years until I became the director. So it's just kind of been a natural path, and I've had so many different jobs in libraries, and it's been amazing. It's a great career. It's a fun job. Libraries are super, super fun. So it's been great.
March is National Reading Month, so this is a good time to remind people about the importance of reading, and you shared how your love of books led you to a career.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is a great time to think about it. You're exactly right. And the more we can talk about reading and talk about books and talk about libraries, you know, I think we can inspire a lot of people to remember that making reading and books part of your day is going to make everything about in your life better. And especially when we think of the youth in our community, it's really super important for us to focus on the power of literacy and reading.
So with that said, how are we doing it in our culture and as a society? Are we reading more or are we reading less now?
You know, that's such a great question. And I really want to believe that we're doing better, that we're reading more. You know, reading is trendy. There's book talk and there's so many really cool book clubs and celebrity book clubs and all this kind of cool swag you can get in the mail to you that's full of fun things about books and reading. But when I really dug into how we're doing as a society, we're reading less. And that was, you know, clearly in my profession disappointing to see. But I think it speaks to the world we live in, right? And all of the struggles and things that we have going on. So I think we battle attention. We battle time. We battle making sure that people know that your public library is here to make the cost of reading also accessible. So many things impact reading, you know, gender, socioeconomic status. There's so many factors at play. So I think it's easy for us. We could lean into any topic within that. But overall, it looks like we are reading a little bit less as a society.
How important is it then for parents to encourage their kids to begin reading at a young age and not just encourage them to read, but really to model that for their children to be reading themselves?
Yeah, it's super important. It needs to start. Really, parents need to start in the beginning, start from birth. Don't wait and read to your baby. Make reading a practice. And, you know, even before you have kids, the more that you read, the more your children will read with you. I think remembering that the more you read as an adult, the more your child will see that and you're a model for them. But making it a practice, something, a habit. You know, we brush our teeth every day, at least we're supposed to. They say twice a day. So just 15 minutes a day of reading with your child can make an amazing difference. And it's going to start them in the path to understanding that books are there for them. And it's not a chore, right? It's not, you're not reading for a grade. You're not reading because your teacher says so. You're reading because you know that magic happens in those pages. You remember the fondness that you experienced with your mom or your grandmother or your aunt when you shared books as a kid.
Lynchburg Public Library Director Beverly Blair is with us on the Hometown Journal as we discuss some suggestions and resources to help you encourage your child to read. To see all that the library offers, visit lynchburgpubliclibrary.org. And we encourage those of you in our other markets in Virginia and North Carolina, or elsewhere if you're streaming The Journey, to check out your local library resources as well. Back with more of the Hometown Journal in a minute.
It's good for your family.
That's a big thing, too.
Oh, yeah, I have kids.
Take us on your journey with the My Journey FM app.
The price is right. The mobility is right.
100% free. You can download it for both iOS and Android.
Anytime, anywhere.
We listen to it all the time.
Get the My Journey FM app today. Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
Mark Edwards back with you along with our guest, Beverly Blair, the director of the Lynchburg Public Library. Right before the break, Beverly, we were talking about some of the resources available through the library to help parents encourage their kids to read and really help them develop a love of books.
We encourage parents to read, as cumbersome as it can feel sometimes, the same book. You know, your child's going to love the same book read to them over and over and over. That's a great habit. There's the Imagination Library program in which children 5 and younger can get a book mailed to their home every month for free. That's open to every child in every zip code in the city of Lynchburg. So I desperately want every parent to sign their child up for that. As a community here in Lynchburg, I think those of us that are involved in literacy organizations are trying super hard to make sure we can help, do whatever we can to help parents and guide parents in the process.
Well, one of the ways that parents can encourage their kids to read is through the program 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. That's the campaign that the Lynchburg Public Library is a part of. Is that a national campaign that the library participates in?
It is. It's a program that's available in many libraries throughout the country, and we are super excited to offer that here. And it's a really great program. Your child can start anytime in their journey before they begin kindergarten. So some children we see start when they're 4, some start as babies. So your child does not have to be a reader to participate. They can be read to, you know, reading the same book more than one time. Every time you read it, it counts. Going to a story time at the library and listening to books, those books count. You know, listening to a book together, that would count. We're trying to really make sure that we promote all types of listening, all types of reading. You know, we listen to books, that counts.
Very good. Beverly, what do you say to the parent that looks at that number 1,000 and says, that's a lot. I don't know that I can do that.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot. I totally get that. It is so achievable. You can easily accomplish it quicker than you think. I think the milestone we tried to talk to parents about is 5 books a day. And that's with you, I think you can finish in a year or close to that. So if you don't do 5 a day and you do 1 a day, or maybe I do 5 on Saturday because I don't go to work that day, and Sunday I can do 8, but you know, the weekday is a struggle. That's okay. Yeah, it can take, I think, if you read a book a day, I think it can take you 2 to 3 years. So it's achievable.
What type of response do you hear back from the community, from parents whose children have participated in that, and what they're telling you about how it enhanced their child's love for reading?
Yeah, I think it's been great to see that one of the things that I think it's achieved for the families is there's been a little bit of a bonding situation over, you know, learning what their child likes to read. Again, another huge part of helping children love reading is giving them, you know, the ability to choose a book that they want to read. And so, especially if you have a toddler, they are starting to really be aware of the world around them, and they're going to choose books at the library that they are interested in. So I think it's brought, you know, families closer together. It's also because they check in with us every 100 books that they accomplish and they get a sticker and we all get excited for them, they have established a habit of coming to the library. And that's going to be another huge part of success in reading as a family and as your child grows. It's been neat. We put their picture up on the wall when they achieve it, and they come in and they look at their picture. And I've seen some kids who are now in third grade or fourth grade, and they're like, that was me. You know, they look at themselves, and it's super great. So it's something to be very proud of.
Having a sense of purpose, a sense of accomplishment is always good in the learning process.
For sure. Yes.
How have you seen libraries change over the years from, you know, the place where you would go and you could go and read and research, check out books, to now so many programs are offered through libraries? They really have become hubs of learning and education for communities.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the library is now a gathering place for community and, you know, lots of programming happening, right? So we feel very protective of the safe place that we establish for the community, a place where everyone is welcome. And we also are super invested in promoting programs to keep people engaged and learning new things. So you're going to find all kinds of diverse programs at the public library, many of which are going to focus on the youth in our community. You know, weekly story times for children, lots of programs for school-age kids, trying to engage our teenagers in programs, and also programs for adults. So kind of all-age programs. And, you know, and then the other thing I think that's changed a lot is meeting people where they are with the needs that they present when they come in the library. So it's often someone doesn't know where to go, so they land in the public library, and they just don't understand where they need to go to find a service. So the library kind of becomes a community lifeline to connect those people with the resources in the community. So kind of like your community's help desk.
This is the Hometown Journal, and with March being National Reading Month, we are sharing some of the resources available through the Lynchburg Public Library, including that national program, 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. So those of you listening in some of our other markets, you can check with your local library to participate in that literacy campaign. For more information about some of the resources we're talking about, visit lynchburgpubliclibrary.org. Back with more in a minute.
Even when you can't always attend the latest concert, you can have your own personal concert with the My Journey FM mobile app. Your favorite Journey artists and songs all on your phone or mobile device.
Good music.
And while you're enjoying your music, you can spread the hope and encouragement and support the Journey by tapping Give Now. Take the Journey with you everywhere. Get the My Journey FM mobile app today in your app store. Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
March is National Reading Month, and to encourage you and your family to read more, we are offering some resources to help you. Mark Edwards and Lynchburg Public Library Director Beverly Blair back with you on the Hometown Journal. Beverly, here in the remaining minutes, share how technology has really enhanced what libraries are able to offer communities.
Technology has really taken the library from a place that was all paper and books and transformed it into so much more, and it's created greater access for people, which is probably the best part about it. We're online in terms of we have a library app that you can download for free, and you can get your account set up, and it's a really great way to find the books that we have available as well as digital resources. So, you know, we have so many digital resources now, from language learning programs to job searching programs, veterans resources, homework help for kids and teens. It's amazing to see what we offer, including obviously one of the most important things we offer is platforms to read books online. So we have free resources, so you don't have to use Audible and pay for that audiobook. You can get it for free using Libby or Hoopla through the library. So you can read your magazines online. So there's so much access there.
And one of the ways people can pass along their love of reading and share that with others is to work with the library as a volunteer.
You know, we really are appreciative to have volunteers come in and help us do a variety of services in the library, and we have a volunteer coordinator that helps that. You know, different things that we look for help for is running our book sale that we have every Tuesday and Thursday, and some Saturdays we do a summer lunch program in the summer. When the schools are out, and we could not run that Feed the Children in summer at the library without the help of amazing volunteers. We also, you know, can use teen volunteers. So it's really a great program that we are thankful to have part of our library.
If somebody is interested in being a volunteer with a library, do they just they call the main office, or is there a specific email they should use?
Yeah, they can call us. They can call the main number for the library. We can transfer them to the volunteer coordinator. We also are online, our website. You can see the volunteer application, and you can go ahead and submit that application, and the volunteer coordinator will reach out to you.
That is Lynchburg Public Library Director Beverly Blair. Our thanks to her for being on the Hometown Journal to discuss literacy and for sharing the resources available through the library. Beverly mentioned contacting the library through their website. The website is lynchburgpubliclibrary.org. For those of you in our other markets, be sure to contact your local library to see the programs that are offered to promote reading. I'm Mark Edwards. Thank you for joining us for the Hometown Journal.